Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Elise Bergio, MJI Solutions. We're looking at the state of marijuana legalization in New York State. Elise, thanks for being on. We've talked many times before. We're at a point here where marijuana, you can use it anywhere you can smoke here in New York. It's not illegal to carry on you small amounts anymore. Not illegal to smoke, even in some areas publicly where smoking is allowed. Yet, it still is not legal to sell or buy in a retail store. What is the holdup and what is happening today?
I know, Brian. I feel like we've been having these convos for the last year, and I keep saying, let's see what happens, and it's definitely been a delay, and it's been a tough one to sit and wait for. At the moment, what we do have available to us is an outline for rules and regulations that have already been published. They had an open comment window for specifically dispensaries that closed about a couple weeks ago. We call them the card dispensaries. These are the ones that are going to be up and running hopefully by the end of the year or early next year. That is for incarcerated individuals with marijuana crimes that can show some business experience in order to be able to apply. And so the Office of Cannabis Management has kind of come out and said that there's only going to be maybe 150 to 200 of these dispensaries. And so the way that we're going to see these dispensaries probably being distributed, because it's going to be done through the Office of Cannabis Management, is maybe 50 in Manhattan, 50 in the outer boroughs, and 50 in the rest of New York State. And so hopefully by then there won't be too many in our area. If there's more than five between here and Rochester, I'll be shocked. But there will be an opportunity to buy from those dispensaries hopefully by 2023.
All right. There's growers, there's distributors, processors, dispensary. What else, what other categories still have to be approved before we get to that point?
Yeah, great question, Susan. So, even though we do have growers, we have two windows of growers that have been opened. So the way that New York's doing is they're piecemealing it, which is very difficult to follow if you're not in the space. But so back in April, they permitted adult use cultivators that were transitioning from hemp over to cannabis, marijuana cannabis. The next that they actually just opened up is for processors who were processing hemp are not going to be able to do that for marijuana as well. And then those dispensaries, those are the only three in addition to the medical operators that have had outlined rules and regulations to enter them into the market. But we're missing probably around 80% of the additional market. And that will be cultivators who are not part of the conditional hemp license transfer. Same for processors, distributors, because right now the only people distributing will be the people making their product. There's not anything listed out for on-site consumption lounges at the moment. Other retail stores, if you wanted to do any of the permits listed in the bill. So a lot of things haven't been addressed yet. We're hoping to see a full package of rules and regulations this summer. But again, don't quote me on that because it has been a bit of a delay.
I am kind of for once stunned to hear you say, maybe five or so, only a handful of places in between here and Rochester that you'd be able to buy wheat, because I'm just thinking down in near Silver Creek on Native territory, there's probably a 2-mile stretch of Route 20 where there's seven places, you know, just along one road where you can go and purchase marijuana right now without, you know, any of this state regulation. Are any of these places really going to be able to survive and thrive? Or, well, I guess maybe they are if there's only a handful of them, but how surprising is that to you, that number?
Sure. So when I'm talking about these specific dispensaries, these are just a part of the overall retail stores that will be permitted. These are just the first ones. And these are the ones that are dedicated to individuals who have been incarcerated and been in part of communities who have been disproportionately impacted and have been able to show at least 2 years of business experience. That's not to say that's the only retail stores that will be in Buffalo or Rochester. I just want to make that clear. But they will be the first, and we don't know how long they'll have that advantage for. If the process to get applications up and running is slow, you know, we might see those stores have a foothold for, you know, the next 6 months, 8 months before other retail stores that are part of the bill are able to apply and get approved for.
Elise, I'm thinking back to all those municipalities that either signed on or rejected allowing marijuana sales in their communities. So for that to happen, I mean, is that years away?
I would definitely say it's not years away. They will see some sort of revenue most likely in the next year or so. You know, and don't forget that half of the localities in New York opted out, about 50%. So the 50 that are permitting adult use have been in contact with the Office of Cannabis Management to, you know, talk about their zoning regulations and what they want to do for their local town in order to kind of get a head start on alleviating that approach for when retail stores do want to come in.
You know, what you're describing, we heard so much in the lead-up, right, of state lawmakers who are passing this bill, and they said they wanted, you know, equity. They wanted people within, you know, say the east side of Buffalo to be able to be involved and be able to profit off of this business because they were negatively impacted by the strict marijuana rules for so many years. Yet everything you're talking about here, the wait, the uncertainty, the pre-planning that has to go in, it sounds like it would be really hard for a small, locally owned place to be up and running at any point in the near future.
You know, I'll tell you this. It gets a lot easier when you have rules and regulations in its full package. And what I mean by that is it can't be piecemealed where it's a little bit for these dispensaries, a little bit for packaging and labeling, a little bit for labs. It has to be everything, right? And it's, you know, we're only talking about retail dispensaries, but like, for example, a cultivation facility. At the moment, we don't know how large scale a cultivation facility is allowed to be, meaning how long or how large can the canopy be? How much marijuana are you actually allowed to grow? What are the tiers? Now, that's a really big issue for anybody who's trying to put a pro forma together, any type of documentation to decide, you know, what's the return of investment in the beginning for these cultivation sites. Similar for retail stores, right? Are you going to be up and running in 2023? Are you going to just be, you know, in construction? A lot of those things are problematic, and it's only because we're waiting for the rules and regs to come out to see what you're allowed to do in the parameters. And then don't forget there's comment periods on those rules and regulations, which pushes you out for at least, it could be 260-day periods of comment.
Does the process inherently, though, give an advantage to, you know, people who have a lot of means? You know, for example, I was thinking a couple of years ago, if I was somebody working in real estate, had a lot of money saved up, you'd be buying warehouses or land with the idea that you'd use it for cultivation in these big spots, and then you'd be ready right away when something were to happen like this, which is a luxury that you wouldn't have if you were, you know, a little more, you had to wait on exactly what the rule was going to be.
No, absolutely. I do think inherently that cannabis has been focused on that. I will say that New York State is doing a tremendous job in opening this market up to people who may have had difficulty otherwise in other states. I mean, they really are prioritizing people in communities who've been disproportionately impacted, they've listed out people who qualify as social equity, and it's very broad. It's women, minorities, disadvantaged farmers, veterans. So, you know, they want to get people into this space that may have not had an opportunity in other states, which is, you know, that's really kudos to Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, because she has been pioneering that bill for since 2013. But I agree with you that it does seem like a crazy barrier to entry, especially when we talk about people who have been waiting for a year to do so. That is a very difficult part of this, especially because in the cannabis space, money is running very low. There isn't as many investors. Inflation is high. People are not getting as many, you know, interested monetary backing as they were probably a few years ago.
I feel like we're watching Rome get rebuilt. Right?
it's tough to see. You know, the biggest thing I can say is that educational opportunities and for allowing people to understand what's going on in the space is probably the biggest thing to make sure you're understanding where the state is right now. You know, what we will be seeing is we're actually putting together the University at Buffalo, my company, and Dr. Lorraine Collins at UB is a panel on July 28th that has speakers from the Office of Cannabis Management. Majority Leader will be speaking in the morning, and a bunch of operators and like Buffalo Niagara Partnership talking about employment opportunities in Buffalo. So that's a good, to do a plug, that's a good thing for people if they're interested in the cannabis space to come on July 28th to the University of Buffalo to learn about what's going on with the state of cannabis.
If you had to bet, when Thanksgiving rolls around and the desserts are coming on the table, are the brownies going to legally pack a punch?
Man, great question, Brian. Honestly, for me, I hope not, because that is dangerous. Anything that's getting into food that's not regulated is going to put you down. You don't know what you're putting in there. I don't think you'll be buying brownies from a dispensary come November. But hey, if Brian, you're looking to cook up a batch, you know, that's your right.
All right. Elise, thank you. Elise Bergio with MJI Solutions joining us with a look at the legal marijuana industry in New York, slowly but surely getting off the ground.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.